بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. قال الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله concerning the points of benefit about the remembrances, and the 11th point is that the remembrance of Allah leads to nearness to Him, leads to nearness to Allah. The more a person remembers Allah, the more he will be close to Him. And the more he is negligent, the more he will be kept away from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second, or the 12th one, is the remembrance of Allah the Most High opens for the believer a great door of knowledge. The more he remembers Allah, the more knowledge he will attain. The 13th, the remembrance, leads to the magnification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving him the proper estimate he deserves, because it overwhelms one's heart. And the opposite it is with the one who is negligent. There stands a barrier between him, between his heart, and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 14th point of benefit that the remembrance of Allah leads to the remembrance of Allah. Remembering Allah leads to the remembrance of Him. قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم. The remembrance of Allah, of the person, the more you remember Allah, the more He remembers you. And had this only been the single benefit in the remembrance of Allah, it would have been sufficient. The 15th one, it leads to bringing life to the heart. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, the remembrance with respect to the heart is like the water with respect to the fish. What would be the situation of the fish if it is taken out from the water? And the 16th point of benefit, that the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the nourishment of the heart. And the 17th, it leads to the polishing of the heart from its rust. There is no doubt that the heart rusts, just like the copper and silver and others from the metals rust. And its polishing is through the remembrance. It polishes the heart to the extent that it leaves it like a plain mirror. What causes the rust of the heart? Two things: negligence and sins. Negligence and sins. And the two things that lead to its polishing are, first, remembrance and istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more negligent the person, the more negligent the person is of Allah, the more will be the accumulation of rust on his heart. And when the rust settles on the heart, the person begins to see falsehood as the truth, and the opposite. That is because the accumulation of the rust leads to darkness. And this will not allow the appearance of the truth as it is. And the more the state of darkness intensifies, then the person's ability to contemplate will be corrupted and will not accept the truth, nor he will deny and reject the falsehood. And this is the greatest punishment to the heart. This is the greatest punishment to the heart. The 18th point of benefit, the remembrance removes the sins. Because it is from the greatest good deeds, and the good deeds remove and take away the sins. The 19th point of benefit, it removes alienation, the alienation between the slave and his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the negligent, there is an alienation between him and Allah, which can only be removed through the remembrance. This brings the 20th and the last point of benefit for tonight. The remembrance of the slave, when he remembers Allah's magnificence and makes tasbih, declaring Allah free of all imperfection, and makes tahmeed, declaring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entitled to all the praise, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers him at times of hardship. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Inshallah we'll continue these points of benefit in the next talk.